You are listening to 20 Minutes with Chad with your host, Chad Meisenheimer, and his co-host, Simon Watts.
And welcome to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad, where Chad talks about dieting.
Yes, dieting, such a good thing. Also, I decided to do a 30-day challenge, walk 6 miles a day for 30 days. That was minimum, but I might want to push it for 60 days to beat Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith did he does his hike 4 miles a day. He did it for 57 days, but I'm going to beat his old ass and try to do 60 days, but 6+ miles a day. So, and then depending on that, I'm going to try to see if I should push 90 days to have that bragging rights. So I'm going to look like a Kenyan runner.
So you just mentioned Kevin Smith. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen every Kevin Smith movie. I saw Clerks in theaters with 7 other people. So I'm not dishing on Kevin Smith. But is he relevant anymore?
Hold on. I actually think he is. I feel like, what's the word? I like his stuff. Everyone always referred to me when I was fat. They're like, oh, you're like Kevin Smith. Oh, you're like Kevin Smith. Oh, but I always felt like Kevin Smith was like more into like nerd culture shit again. Like I was growing up, I was never into comic books. I was never into playing video games. I wasn't into Dungeons and Dragons. I wasn't into nerd stuff. Like I played sports. I liked theater. But I watched a lot of movies. Like, I knew I wanted to make movies. But I also wanted to be a fucking lawyer. So I was just like, I wanted to be either a lawyer or a professional baseball player or coach. Like, that was, like, kind of what I was aiming for. Like, if I never worked out to be, like make films. But, like, then on my dad's side of family, they wanted me to be, like, a pastor. And I don't see that happening. So I was like, no. I'll be one of those pastors with a scandal. It's like, pastor at a massage parlor. Oh, my God, it's a she-male. She rubbed me in the right spots, officer. She rubbed me in the right spot. One of the many things I miss, you know. Craigslist casual encounters.
So this is just a shout out to everybody out there. Chad will follow anybody on Facebook. So if you want to know what Chad's up to, you can too follow him on Facebook like I do. So we're going to go back to a memory on Chad's Facebook from 5 years ago.
Oh shit. Which one's
that? 5 years ago, my shitty apartment complex had a sewage back that flooded all the bathrooms on the first level. And the slumlord blamed all the tenants, saying we used too much toilet paper. Then I went to the media, where the city and the county and the state got involved. So you don't really say much else after that. So I'm kind of figuring out what happened in the end here.
Oh, they had to fix it. Like, the slumlord, like, she did not want to deal with me anymore at all. So she, like, they had to go in and, like, pull up all the floor from the bathroom, put a whole new floor. They had to redo the tub. Yeah, it was interesting. Like, the state almost came in and just took the apartment complex's business, like, took it away from them to be almost owned by the state because, yeah, it was bad. Like, I think there's, like, 46 apartments here. It doesn't seem like it, but there's a lot. So, yeah, about, like, 46 tenants. Probably all bunch of, like, 8 to 10 different people in each apartment. Case in point, like mine. 4 people in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. Hollywood living. Yay.
So, do you have a swimming pool?
We do have a swimming pool. I don't swim in it because I'm a big-time germaphobe. Like,
oh, okay.
Big-time germaphobe. And I just even as a kid, like, I did swim a lot when I was a kid, but I would just start, it was bad. I have really bad OCD and germaphobe. And then my anxiety starts happening, and then I start getting angry and start rubbing myself in Purell. Ooh, yeah, Purell is an interesting thing. I made a mistake one time to jerk off thinking it was lotion. bad. Yeah, it burned really, really bad.
Okay, today on your Facebook, how do I react to that? Today on your Facebook, you were discussing Marilyn Monroe house being torn down. You posted a post about it.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
I don't know. Maybe I wanted to fuck your ghost. You know, I could try to find her ghost and be like, "Hey, lady, ever had a ghost blowy?"
No, I actually have not. Have you experienced a ghost blowy?
No, that sounds fun. It'd be like Casper the Ghost giving a blowy. That'd be experience for the ages. First human gets ghost blowy. Chad Meisenhammer.
I'm sure that'll go over with. Also on your Facebook, we have hold on. Whoever designed the CSU, a CSUN campus, needs to be punched in the dickhole. Because I already see having issues taking Lyft to rehearsals tomorrow morning to give me a friggin' headache. Little logistic shit like this gives me anxiety. Explain further.
Okay, so this is when I was still working on the Goons. So they had rehearsals set up at CSUN. And that's in Northridge, hence California State University, Northridge, CSUN. It's in L.A., but the campus is freaking huge. Like, it's huge. And then on the other side of it, it's the high school of Northridge. So you have the high school way up one end, and then you have Northridge, and there's a few parking lots, you know. You have the, like, student parking, almost like how arenas are. Well, CSUN has, like, big sports, so they have their basketball stadium. They have their baseball field, their soccer. Like, the director of our of the Goons, she's like a former CSUN soccer player. She was like a star soccer player. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to be an actress. And then she started like, oh, I'm on direct now. Well, usually how a lot of people do it. But so that's what happened. And so I was just sitting there, and like the assistant director was sending us out emails of where to rehearsal at. We're like, okay, we're going to rehearse at the gym, but it's not the stadium, but you have to go to the gym, and it's Redwood Hall, which is where the stadium is, but it's there's a hall, and you have to find about and like get the park here, and you have to go through here. And I'm like, okay, I need a physical address for Lyft. So there's only for the school, there's only one address. So the address is the whole freaking school. You have to find what building it is. That's how I was sitting there. I was just like, oh my God. And they're like, okay, so if I get dropped off in front of the university, how far do I have to walk? Like, oh, about 10, 15 minutes. Cause it's like all the way in the middle of the campus. So I was just like, it wasn't too bad because I walk fast and I walk a lot. So that just kind of, it worked. I was just like, oh, okay. I found it pretty easily, but it was just like, it was a logistics hell because the Lyft drivers be like, where are we going? Where are we going? Like, not, cause that's, you know, how that talk, where we're going. My GPS ends right here. I'm like, oh, that's good. You speak good English. Good job, Russian. you should go to Ukraine, help, you know, Putin, you know, shoot. You might get lost there.
Okay, next up from Chad's Facebook. We have Chad has posted a picture of Doja Cat saying she's quitting music. Chad's comment, not a big loss at all. Ha ha.
Oh, gosh, she sucks. I don't get how some of these artists, I'm like, dude, it's not, you're not even good, man. It's just like, oh, hot chick, scantily clad. Oh, she could sing. Oh, she might. I mean, she has basic talent. Everyone has fucking basic talent. It's how it's just like she, I don't like it. I just don't think she's good. It's almost like that. What is that? Lizzo chick? Like, I don't think she has no talent at all. And then she goes and like, I'm body positive. I'm a big girl. La 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 la. And then when someone talks shit, she's like, they talk about my weight. I'm like, bitch, you're fucking talking about your weight. And this is coming from a fat former person. I'm still fucking husky. I was fat. I'm like, if that's gonna break the camel on the hump or the hump of the camel, whatever you want to call it, break the straw. You're in the wrong business. We're in a business where everyone's going to look at you. It's all superficial. So I'm sitting there. I'm just like, ugh. And there's another artist that is just garbage too. Fuck, I'm trying to think of who it was. I saw the other day and I'm like, wait, is this music? Oh, oh my God, what's her name? That was it, Bella Porsche? Bella Porsche, she's a Filipino singer. She's such a bitch. Like, oh my God. Like, I met her at Regal, because the Regal, when I was working, oh, I got to tell you about Regal. That's fun. When I say Regal, because fuck them. But so she came in, if I was sick, because we have this thing called 40X. And the seats move and stuff. And she came for a friend, her makeup artist, and a bodyguard. And she was just like fucking rude. And she's not even that talented. And all the kids on TikTok and stuff, like, ah, she's so talented. Da, 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 da. I'm like, this is why I'm pro-abortion. Because you can't say genocide because whoopsie. But I'm just like, it's just stupid people, man. I'm just sitting there. I'll go explain this to other people. I'm like, they're like, you can't tell the person who's going to be dumb if they're like, if they grow up, like, yeah, that's why we should legalize murder. What happens? You know, shoot. We call it a quick purge. Game over. So,
is this your stand-up comedy routine? This is pretty funny. I would use this stuff.
Some of it is. Some of it, like, a lot of times I just go up and just talk random shit. But it's just like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, so I got an update from like one of my coworkers that I'm cool with on Instagram, Ian, you know, the leprechaun Filipino Mexican. He quit finally. So I was like, oh, so who's out there? The deputy manager and the assistant manager quit. Because the company's garbage. The company is garbage. Regal Cinemas is garbage. They could suck a huge camel dick. I don't care if they sell my movies or show my movies. They will never show my movies. I hope their mothers all get AIDS. And so it's just like, I'm just like, it's garbage, man. Like, horrible. And it's a British company called Cineworld. They can suck a dick, too. And so I'm probably never going to get any theater plays in, you know, in England. But, you know, fuck the Brits and their bad teeth and bad cut tea.
Hold on. Don't you have an agent now? Are you allowed to say this? Does he listen to this show?
They're managers, but they don't listen to the show because I don't promote it. I mean, I promote it, but they're too busy with their other clients to pay attention to podcasts.
Oh, wait. Their clients that actually make them money.
Maybe. But I'm their comedy gold, so that's what they probably keep me around. That was the big thing. They're like, we need comedy people because, like, they have all the diversity, so they always get the diversity casting and stuff. I'm not saying anything about that because Hollywood's, like, all about diversity. And not saying the actors are bad or anything. They're good. Like, everyone on the list, like, they have 80 clients. So they're trying to get 100 clients at least put out there. And they also do voiceover stuff, but they needed someone to do comedy that does content. So I was just like, okay, because they put me out, like, a lot. Like, at one point, they were trying to get me on a QVC hosting gig out in Pennsylvania. They were supposed to interview me for that, but nothing really kind of happened with that. I think I kind of blew it off to focus on like auditions and stuff. I had a couple of commercial auditions. Not a big fan of commercials. Like, there was one I was kind of interested in. There was like an Amazon Thursday Night Football one that was kind of been fun. But I'm not really a commercial actor. I always tell them, I'm like, eh. And then I just like, even for that audition I did for the named actress that I won't name, it was just like, it wasn't even a comedy, but I still kind of had to play the sleazy kind of, I kind of find that no matter what, I could play dark roles. I could do dramas and stuff really, really well. I'm a classically theater trained actor. I could do pretty much anything. It's just, I always kind of find the absurdity in being grounded. Sort of like how Stephen Merchant writes and stuff. A lot of people like talk about Ricky Gervais. I love Ricky Gervais. I would love to have his career. But I think Stephen Merchant kind of sees the absurdity in everyday life and the mixture of genres and stuff. Sort of kind of fits me. I was sitting there talking to my mom about this conversation too.
Okay, I have two more for you. Mm-hmm. And then I don't have any more from your Facebook. You've been quiet lately.
I'm trying to be a good boy. I'm trying to be a good Christian boy, being represented by awesome managers that put me out there.
Okay, even Mexicans know this, is what you've stated in your comment section. The State Department is warning anyone who travels to Tijuana or Baja, California's Baja. Okay.
Wow, you are Canadian.
To stay on freeways and travel during daylight hours and avoid remote locations. What the hell does that? What is a remote location in California?
It's in Mexico, because California is big. It goes, part of it's like the southern part of it is in Mexico, hence Baja California. A lot of the cartel people, a lot of people get robbed. They just sit there and wait for you to get robbed and drunk, and pretty much what's happening in LA right now, because you know, LA is such a lovely shithole place. But yeah, so people will sit there and wait for you, like walk out a restaurant or a jewelry place or a shop, and four of them come out of nowhere and rob you at gunpoint or knife, take all your stuff and run off. So that's pretty much what it is. And like, they even know, where it's just like, my roommate went with one of my ex-roommates down to Baja with his dad, I think. And he's Mexican. He's like, no, we're going to only go out till 7 o'clock and then go back home. So that's like, a lot of countries want to do that. And like, cause you have a lot of the cartel and stuff. And they even do that. You see all the shootings and stuff at airports right now and stuff.
Okay. The last story I've been saving for you. Get ready, LA. It's about to experience a first significant rainstorm in 3 months.
Yeah. So
like, is this a big deal? Every time it rains, do people go nuts?
Yeah. Because like, you only have two kinds of weather out here, summer and not summer. So it's just like, it's freaking hot. Like that one week was like, that week before it rained, it was all like 90 degrees out. It was still March. It was still March. And then all of a sudden it rained for a good, yeah, it was because we started filming the Goons that week. So we had to cancel Sunday and Monday because of the rain, because it was so big. Like my apartment complex, even the parking lots were even flooded. Because whoever designed this apartment complex, because they're geniuses, the driveways are angled downwards. So people park in a thing, and there's no drainage system in fucking LA. They don't have a regular sewage system because it doesn't rain all the time. So there's nowhere the water goes. It just sits there and fills and fills and floods. So you could start swimming to fucking probably Baja California if you wanted to. But but yeah, so that's what happened. And that was in March, so... But yeah.
Okay. Today is April something, doesn't matter. Yesterday it snowed in Canada.
Really? There is a significance. You don't want to say the date. It's April 19th. Tomorrow it's 4/20. So you know what that means?
What? Smoking?
Hitler's birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, number two, it snowed yesterday. It was gone today. There was no snow when I got up today. But while I was working, a hailstorm erupted on me.
Oh, shit.
So I guess my question is, you complain about California weather to me all the time. And I keep pulling this stuff up. Could you handle Canadian weather?
I doubt it. Like, I can't. Like, that's the thing. Because even when I was living at Sacramento before I decided to come down to LA, I had an opportunity. I could, because I was working at a company called IKEA. So they were like trying to transfer me out. I didn't do anything bad or anything. It was like, it's a B store. So you actually, if you want more hours, get management, you have a transfer. So I had a choice of LA, Houston. I could go to Chicago or New York, which is Brooklyn, I guess. And I was just like, I can't handle cold weather. I can't handle the snow. I can't handle a real big windy Chicago. Houston is too humid. Even though I love Mexican girls, it's like swamp ass and swamp balls does not sound fun to me. So I was like, I guess LA. And still, like, I even live in LA and I don't even go to the beaches. I don't even like the beaches. Like, I don't like beaches. I don't like swimming pools. I don't like lakes. I hate camping. I hate outdoors. I hate even hiking. I'd rather just walk on the street. Everyone's like, Chad, you should do hiking. I'm like, fuck no. It's too dirty. And there's fucking bugs everywhere. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, we're going to run over time. Oh, we're pretty close to time. I just want to say, I deliver by the water by job. It's near water all the time. Mm-hmm. We have these little gnat bugs. Do you know? I don't know if you have them in California.
We have gnat bugs. We have roaches.
We don't have a lot of roaches. But while I'm walking, I like to eat these bugs constantly. And I'm walking to residential areas. So in the city, I guess you have no bugs at all other than roaches.
Well, and homeless people. But I, sorry, you shouldn't call homeless people bugs. Sorry. I guess they're people. They have feelings.
Okay. You're close enough. You're done. Get lost.
Channel's out.